Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Hollywood, California.
Huh.
And somewhere deep inside the United Kingdom. It's the Andy and Amanda show.
Would you rather have a man?
Hell no. Rather Amanda.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Andy. We have Amanda there down in Mexico, and we have about to push the right button here. We have, here he is. No, yes, we do. Cornell Butler, man. How you doing, Cornell?
Hey, guys. What's up?
This is Andy and Amanda show, and we are going to talk for the next 60 seconds. No, we're not. For the next, what are we on? Well, now, we have an hour show. Our show today.
Yeah.
This is the Andy and Amanda program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome back. It's Monday, April 25th, 2022. We want to welcome everybody to our show, another program. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We did, I think. I'm still trying to catch up. I can't believe we had a weekend, actually.
No.
It's
been a crazy week. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We've been talking.
Definitely things you can do to make yourself be into the sex more.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're back. We're back.
Our listeners are rejoicing.
Knock it off.
Hey, you know, Amanda,
yes.
You weren't a part of this conversation, but Cornell and I were, and we started talking about food because you're both hungry, so you know you're hungry, start talking food, right?
All right, yeah.
So Cornell started giving me this recipe for stuffed flounder.
All right, okay.
Do you ever have stuffed flounder?
No. I can't say that I have. That sounds interesting. What is it stuffed with?
Shrimp or crab meat. Usually crab meat. Sometimes shrimp.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I think crab would
then
love
Then I put cheese on it. I put like cheddar cheese, like the a shredded cheese, and put cheese on it real lightly, and then put it on the grill.
I love cheddar cheese, especially extra mature cheddar cheese. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Right.
I will certainly
Julia Childs presents.
Thank you. Yes. The Andy and Amanda Cooking Show. With our special guests, our special guest on today's show,
Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and Old Madam Hen.
Thank you.
Welcome. We welcome you.
Wait, was that one guest or more than one guest? I was trying to work out.
Maybe she was possessed. No.
Yeah, they're sisters.
The Hickon sisters.
Thank you. Yeah, we're wondering. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Kind of poked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like eating chicken. No, I'm not going to say it. Too late. I like eating chicken sisters. That sounds so bad.
Oh,
wow. Unbelievable.
I meant two pieces of chicken, you know?
So, Cornell and I were sitting there. We were talking. Well, I don't know if he was sitting. I don't know.
I was standing
He was standing. I was sitting. 3,000 miles away from each other, you know. And we were both wondering. We're both pondering. We're, you know, thinking of...
As you do.
Yeah. As we do.
Right.
Knowing that we have to...
In a relationship, you have to make time for sex.
Realizing that.
Yeah.
That was us, though. No.
All right.
Realizing
coming out.
What was the question we asked? Oh, yeah. What is a man's favorite...
Oh, hang on. Andy, you're breaking up, my darling. The music's playing, but I don't know what the question was.
Oh,
yeah.
We have to get, what is, do you hear, do I'm okay now? Am I back? Am I right?
Yeah,
hear me?
I hear you clearly. Yeah.
Okay, what is, for 10 points,
that's
a point in this show word,
no
what
pressure.
Is, what is Amanda's favorite recipe? Let's see again.
This is for everybody else,
it's
for me to answer.
Ticking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, well, I was hoping you would
guess. We performed together.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I got too many, but I love Italian and Mexican food, but I love mixing up different things. I'm one of these people in the kitchen that will try different ingredients and flavoring things just on a whim to see if it tastes nice when it's different. So a good pasta dish with various meats, vegetables,
You
ever served in an infantry unit, son? You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Don't ask that again, please.
Wow.
Please don't.
Please.
Yeah, really. Oh, tacos. I love playing with the flavors of tacos as well. So,
how do you prepare them?
Ooh, well, a lot of, obviously, being in Mexico, a lot of people make them. I don't make the shells. You know? In the UK, okay, because you're very, kind of limited. You are and you're not. But I buy the pre, you know, made hard shells. And because I love them crispy. Oh, my goodness. I cook the beef in a pan with a little bit of water, some chopped up onions and tomatoes, a bit of garlic and paprika, bit of pepper, bit of salt, and let that simmer until it's ready. And then I will make up a garlic sauce, and you know, with sour cream, and it's nice. Yeah, the sour cream with a little bit of garlic, it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And then I gotta have cheddar cheese, because I'm a big cheddar cheese fan. A lot of people put other cheeses on.
Oh, I love tacos. I'm a cheddar cheese fan too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So I always have cheddar cheese on my tacos. Shred up some lettuce, cut some tomatoes, some more onions and things, and let's see, some jalapenos sometimes. What else? No, I think that's probably it. Actually, I do have a bit of hot sauce.
I love hot sauce.
Yeah. I've never been a huge fan of spices until the past, I don't know, 10 years. So my tolerance to spice is increasing. so I can handle some different types of hot sauces now and spices and stuff. But before I was just like, oh, no, I can't eat anything spicy. But, yeah.
Love tacos. On Tuesdays here in L.A., maybe everywhere, I don't know, but especially down by a lot of places down by the water, by the marinas, they have Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Three tacos for $1.50, $8 each, beer specials, you know. They're not big tacos, but they're really good. I want to chime in. Our Chet here is calling from Hawaii. Chet, you with this? Are you here?
Aloha.
Aloha, man.
Aloha,
how are you doing?
Chet.
Thanks for joining us.
Chetty, Chet. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to say you kind of did that wrong.
Oh,
which part?
Oh. That Jeopardy thing. What you should have done is you said spotted dick, and then played the theme. and the Jeopardy question is, what is Amanda's favorite recipe?
Thank you for that answer, Chet.
In the form of a question.
Oh, hey, I'm going to go over a recipe here. This is the Andy Amanda Cooking Show. I want to go over a recipe. Now, I'll give you a second to grab your pencils and your pens, because you got to jot this down. All right? I learned this from Cornell Butler. I think I got it right now. Yeah.
I definitely
all right. this is a crab stuffed flounder recipe. And it's the ingredients, the stuffing, the crab is very similar to the stuffing you would find in crab cakes. And the secret is also you don't want to use a whole lot of mayo. You don't like a lot of filling in your crab cakes, right? You like a lot of crab meat in your crab cakes. Some people serve crab cakes and they're like, you know, 60% filler, 70% filler. So anyway, I like seafood. You know, I don't eat that often, but I do enjoy it. As a matter of fact, after the show today, I'll be barbecuing salmon.
Oh, that's true. I love to see my food, too.
Yummy.
For that, you get a 10-point question.
Oh,
how old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Hmm.
Which time?
I suggest that you open up.
Appreciate it.
I suggest, Amanda, that you open up one of your nice homemade bottles of wine, and you know, and enjoy this delicious restaurant quality recipe that provided to me by none other than the great chef, the amazing chef himself, Mr. Cornell Butler.
Oh, bravo! Mm-hmm.
So, Cornell, you can correct me if I got this wrong, but I'm pretty sure you take your flounder fillets there, fillets, whatever you say there is. You take your mayo, you know, you got some mayonnaise, an egg, I think breadcrumbs, and the most important thing is crab meat, like lump crab meat, a can of crab meat. Old Bay seasoning, Old Bay, great, little salt, little pepper, lemon, a little butter, paprika, parsley, right? So you mix together in a bowl. You take your mayonnaise, your egg, your breadcrumbs. You add the crab, the can of crab, and juice of the lemon. Just, you know, not the lemon itself, but the juice from the lemon. You know what I'm saying, right? Right. And then you mix in the parsley and stir to combine everything, you know, real good there, right? You follow me?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Then you take a casserole dish, all right? We should get a TV show someday. Okay, you take a casserole dish, and you butter it, and preheat your oven to about 350. There about 350 is good. 400, make it 350. And lay the fish flat, and add a scoop of that mixture, that concoction you just made, and put it right in the center. And then roll the fish up and lay the seam side so it's down on the casserole dish. You know what I mean? What would open up, and you lay that upside down so it's down the casserole dish. Follow me?
Okay.
All right. Then you take a small bowl and you melt about four, roughly four, butter. Four tablespoons. I was going to say 4 pounds of butter. No, four tablespoons of butter, and mix in the whatever juices are left in the lemon. You mix that all in there and stir it up real good. And then you take the fish that's still in the oven there, and you brush the lemon butter on there. There's a mixture. And put paprika over it, and you have yourself an amazing, amazing stuffed flounder dinner. I think I did that right.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Cordell, did I miss anything?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said paprika, Old Bay season, lemon, mayonnaise. I got everything.
No, I said... I said, take the jelly and put peanut butter on top and make it. And put...
Oh gosh! We have a very good friend of ours calling, none other than the great, talented, amazing person that he is, and such a pleasure to have on the show is Kevin Michaels, I believe. Watch me get it wrong.
Yes.
I think. Let's see.
Hello,
Kevin. Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you guys?
Oh,
hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you, darling. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Andy, how are you holding up, man?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Doing okay.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for your loss, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So I hear Cornell bought you some wine. What was it, Wild Irish Rose?
Yes, Irish Rose.
I almost died from that shit when I was 13.
Right. It only cost like $4.
Didn't cost that much back then.
Yeah, it went up to $4.25 now.
Wow.
Wow.
So what's that? That was some recipe you just gave there, man. What was that?
That was stuffed flounder. Do you like seafood? You like seafood, right?
I like mostly shellfish, though, and whitefish. I won't eat any other kind of fish.
But see, that was stuffed. Well, you know, you can also make that same recipe. Well, it would be crab, right? You like crab cakes and crab imperial, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you
crab
can
cakes.
Also make that same recipe of stuffed flounder using shrimp instead of crab meat.
I love that.
It's supposed to be very good. I'm really making myself hungry here.
I'm eating shrimp right now.
Are you really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I had to go somewhere quick, and I had to cook something quick, so I just had some beef rice aroni and threw some shrimp in it.
That's good. Oh,
wow.
Actually. That sounds great. So do you get the frozen shrimp?
It actually tastes pretty good.
Do you get the frozen shrimp or do you get them from the seafood counter at the
I get them frozen. I have a thing about the heads. I don't friend Clarita, she always wants the fresh ones, but I think most all of them have been frozen anyway, and I don't like the head on the shrimp.
I agree.
I like just big jumbo shrimp with no heads.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, those big antenna things really kind of tickle on the way down.
that's the bad part.
Especially when they're waving around and stuff, it's really bad.
Oh, that's
Ooh.
A different kind of pleasure. Ooh.
Oh, my God. So I think the first time I ever had that was in Germany. I was like, went to an expensive Italian restaurant in Germany, and this is the first time I saw the heads on the shrimp, and I was like, what the hell is this?
Take it back.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
Get
your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys tried eating snails?
Yeah, I love
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Escargot. Escargot is good.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've
like
never
it.
Tried them. I've never tried them, but that's only
they're really
I've
good,
heard,
actually.
Yeah. I've heard,
it's
I've heard
an
they're
excuse
like...
excuse for exotic butter sauces.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just immerse them in
butter
the butter
garlic.
Sauce and the basil that... and garlic, yeah.
Ooh,
that
sounds good.
That could be a potential hazard.
A...
Ooh.
Yeah, I love oyster
factory.
I love
snail.
Yeah, I'm gonna be. Chet, what is your favorite recipe?
Andy.
Yes.
Well, I actually called in because there is, and I'm being serious now for a change. I was a member of the Tucson CSA for quite a while, Community Supported Agriculture, and it was really cool because they'd give us a bag of fruits and veggies along with recipes that used that day's. And the one that has definitely stuck is kind of related to what Amanda was talking about. And it's called
oh, really?
Easiest Greens in Tortillas.
Oh.
So instead of using the meat stuffing for tacos, the way I've got it down to is I saute some onions, garlic if I feel like it. I throw in some, Thai red curry paste.
Ooh.
And kind of get the onions partially, whatever you call it, gelatinized. No, it's caramelized.
Caramelized.
Yeah.
Saute.
Yeah.
Near caramelized. And then toss in just a bunch of greens. So the kind of softer ones are the best. Spinach is good. Chard is good.
Sounds good.
Like that. Kale's not real great because it doesn't wilt very well.
It stays
nasty. But any kind of green that'll wilt. And then I usually throw in some salsa brava to spice it up some more.
Ooh.
And you end up with this lovely mass of stuff, and then you just fill, tortillas. I usually fry them real quick in a little bit of oil to loosen them up and you warm them up.
Ooh,
and
yabba,
you put
yabba.
This in as a filling, and then you put in any kind of toppings that you'd like cheese, more hot sauce, of course, avocado, onions, whatever you want to throw in there, just like a regular taco. But
Japanese are involved.
Pretend it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it is very tasty. I actually like it better than meat filling now, which is good.
Great. Yeah. I forgot about the salsa, actually, in my walk through with my cooking. Yeah, the salsa is definitely a cool thing to add. It's got to be like a fresh salsa, which you can even make up yourself or, you know, buy it. But if it's bought, I mean, you get the big chunks of onion and tomato in it. It's just, oh my goodness, it's just so flavorful. And yeah, you can mix it up anyway. I mean, a lot of people tend to cut out the taco shells or the soft tacos, and they use lettuce leaves to keep it a bit more healthier. So, you know, and it cuts out that having that kind of that carb kind of aspect of the diet. So that gives all the love handles.
Yeah, you know, I get you. I hear that. You know,
got any good margarita recipes there, Amanda?
margarita recipes.
You know, margaritas are hard to catch in the wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they are. This is
but the
true.
Meat is pretty tasty.
You go out hugging wabbits. No, I well.
It's an inside joke.
Right. Hey, everybody got about fried chicken. Anybody like fried chicken?
Oh,
hell
yeah.
Especially with waffles. I got to have waffles with my fried chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo. I have a question for you. I tried to make fried chicken once. It didn't work.
Okay.
Really? You didn't cut off the stove?
I like the fried, like the ones you see at Popeyes or like Colonel Sanders, whatever, you know, the crisp, you know, that, you know. So I was told you take breadcrumbs and you lightly oil the chicken, right? You put breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs are supposed to stick to the chicken. You put it in the oven or fry it. You fry it, fry it. But when I did it, all the breadcrumbs fell off.
Oh, a lot of people tend to use eggs, don't they?
Yeah,
you
got to
use
on.
A batter, man. You got to make a batter.
Yeah.
You can't just stick. You stick it in like. It's good to get some buttermilk. Stick it in buttermilk. Put an egg so that the batter will stick good. Dip it in the egg and then dip it in the batter, and then drop it in. And they use they have special machines that have like they're kind of like a what do you call that the pot that's like well pressure cooker. Yeah,
pressure cooker. I have a pressure cooker.
Yeah, well, that's
what
they
do. I have an air fryer. I have an air fryer. You know,
I don't think they use an air fryer, but they definitely use a pressure cooker at Colonel Sanders anyway. But you can do a really good job with what I just said if you just put it in a cast iron pan with a little bit of bacon fat. Bacon fat makes it really good.
Oh, yes. I want to try
not healthy, but really good.
Secrets of Southern cooking is bacon fat.
Yeah.
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 That's
yes.
Yeah. Well, the way I do fried chicken is a little bit. I dip the chicken in some flour.
Yeah.
Flour, salt, and pepper.
Yeah.
And then in egg and milk, swooshed together.
Right.
And then in the crumbs. I've been using panko breadcrumbs lately, which is really cool because it keeps them really crisp. And then put them in the oil and fry them up.
I got to try that. All right, I want to go do that. I want to try it.
Yeah, and this
and
the,
that's
the
pretty,
flour.
Pretty
the,
simple.
The flour is good.
And with the panko, it keeps it crispy. So it'll be crispy when it's done.
Ooh. What kind of breadcrumbs? How do you spell that? Panko?
P-A-N-K-O.
Panko.
Right.
Yeah, it's
panko.
What they use for the tempura cooking.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. That sounds great. Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it first here at the Andy Demeter Show. Anybody else want to call in and share their recipes, their favorite food, their favorite cocktail, their drink, how you make it, what you like? 515-605-9888. And I want to take just a second here to say that even though we skipped a bunch of shows in the past week, I don't know, we've been on and off, but our numbers are up 24% around the world. 24% increase in listenership from the Andy. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Pretty, and we want to thank everybody.
People emerging from COVID.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Very grateful.
Yeah,
you know, I tried, because we haven't got a, access to an oven here, and I was craving cake. So, you know, there was nowhere open to go and buy some cake. So I'm just like, you know, you just won't leave you. I'm like, craving cake, cake, cake. What can I do? So I looked online. I thought there's got to be a way to make a cake without an oven. And there was. I found a recipe to bake a cake, well, not bake, but cook a cake in a frying pan. And I was just completely amazed. And it turned out beautiful and so tasty. And so for anybody who hasn't got an oven, you know, look on the
side. Nobody bakes a cake as tasty as a tasty cake.
I hear Thunderbird is a good wine to go with tasty cakes.
Oh, really?
Tasty cakes.
Thunderbird or Ripple.
I think so, really
oh, my God. You know what? Yes, Fred Sanford used to mix Ripple with ginger ale and call it Champipple.
Amanda, we have to get you an oven.
Pardon?
We have to get you an oven.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'd definitely be trying to get access to one. But the place I'm staying where is, you know, there is no oven. So I want to get an air fryer for sure because you can do everything in that.
There's not an oven?
Cool. Sorry?
There's no oven there?
No. I've been doing everything
that's
on
weird.
The
I haven't
the
had
stove.
An oven since 2014.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd get so hungry. I would be like.
Yeah, I would too.
Lisa, I want some more.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, your friend Mark there is like singing there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Mark's going to come back to the show. Yeah,
he's a friend of the show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, we're going to get Mark is now, Mark Lester, folks, is who we're talking about, who played the role of Oliver. He's the other things as well. But Oliver was his main claim to fame when he was 8 years old. And he'd been on the show where he talked about, you know, the sound stage, how they made it, when they made it, what it was like, the whole nine yards. He's a great guy. Today he's a chiropractor in the UK, I guess they call it, or orthopedic physician. And he's got a great big, nice practice called, for those of you in the UK, I know he got a listenership there. Thank you, Amanda. It's called the Carlton Clinic, which happens to be in Amanda's hometown. That's by Quincy.
Yeah. Wow. It's lovely. It's really,
Mark,
really beautiful.
Yeah, so Mark lives right there. And we talked about having... It was, you know, you got a guy like Mark Lester on the show who, you know, God, we all remember the movie Oliver. We still watch it to this day. I mean, he's Fagin and Bill Sykes and Nancy and the whole crew, Artful Dodger. He has, you know, he's done a couple acting gigs here in his career, but he's got this medical practice. So we talked about having him back on a somewhat regular basis to talk about not his acting career, but about lower back pain and ailments and acupuncture. He's just
all be on that show.
I could
use advice on that.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he really knows.
That's
his
what stuff. She said.
Man.
But for those of you in the UK, and also he'll be. I'm not sure. I think it's July. I forget, but his wife's family is in Texas.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
Cool.
So he talked about one day coming back over here and going to see his wife in Texas and then going to Las Vegas and then coming here to L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hang out,
traveling.
You know? Yeah. You guys probably
have tell me when he's going to Vegas. That's one of my favorite places.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas. Oh, my God.
A lot of people.
I love it. Yeah, I do too. I was supposed to be at the NAB this weekend, but nobody wanted to go.
NAB
this year, I missed it. Yeah.
Is that a painting convention?
No, that's what it is. No, the North American Broadcasting Association has pretty much anything you want to see that's related to recording or movies. That hasn't come out yet is there.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to buy it for like 3 years, but you can buy it there. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Wow.
I go every year, but I didn't this year because nobody would go.
Oh,
wow.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. That sounds cool. Wow.
I would
have went. Well, Kevin, you know, the next big conference what's it called? NAMM, the NAMM conference, the NAMM, whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah, that's down at Anaheim, too.
Yeah, that's going to be in
the NAMM show is in Anaheim, yeah.
It's going to be, Chet, what is that, early June, right?
Yeah, I think the 5th or something like that, for 4 days.
Yep, and that's an amazing, amazing, amazing music conference. Every manufacturer that makes anything.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, incredible. Great concerts.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Musicians Disneyland.
I used to go all the time when they had the All-Star Guitar Night, but they moved that away from the actual show. Now you have to go inland, just past Pasadena, about maybe 20, 30 miles past Pasadena. I forgot what town it is, but it's they have the guitar show there now. They don't do it at NAMM anymore.
Oh. Well.
It's a great show. Well,
sounds great.
Little schlep, but it's fun.
So we got. Cornell, what's your
breaking
food?
Up, sweetie.
What'd you say?
I thought it was me, but you're right. It's breaking up.
Right?
Is this better? I don't know why I'm breaking up.
Andy's cracking up again.
Yeah.
Is this better? Cornell, what's your favorite recipe, your favorite food?
Grilled cheese sandwich.
A classic.
Yep. And this is the way I cook it. This is what I do. I take the bread, right?
Well, uses a pressure cooker.
And put butter on it. Yeah, right? Yeah, funny. That's funny. Very funny. So I take the butter, instead of putting the butter in the pan, I marinate it on a bread and just
I
put
do
it.
That too.
Really? And actually, I take all different types of cheeses and you put it between the bread, like cheddar, like what else? American and anything that's very gooey. And then I just put it right in my Star Wars grilled cheese pressure cooker.
Wow. He's got a Star Wars one.
Yeah,
he cooks it with the lightsaber.
That was a gift to me. Somebody gave me a real lightsaber, man. I was like,
When I was a kid, I had the coolest thing. It was a hot dog electrocutor.
Oh, I remember that.
Really?
I remember that.
Yeah. That was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, those were fun. We'd march them from the cell, and then we'd put them in the thing, and we'd put the top down, and the electricity would electrocute them. We'd have the priest, going, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. And my brother and I'd eat them.
Taking two big nails to a piece of wood and taking an AC, you bend the nails 90 degrees, right? Then you take an AC plug, and you cut it and you separate it. You put one on one nail, the other on the other nail, right? Then you plug it into the wall. Then you plug it into the wall.
What you have a sex machine?
And then you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Wait, first, I forgot something important. You put the hot dog you either end on either nail, right? Because the nail's your bent 90 degrees, right? So the hot dog is now is skewered on both nails, and you have the AC plug. One, you separated it, right? You peel the two parts apart. You put one on one nail, the other on the other nail, and you plug the thing into the wall, and your hot dog cooks in like seconds. Done. And they're really good.
Wow. That's great.
That's
I put my hot dogs
exactly
in the microwave.
How this machine works.
Yeah. Next time I come over, you got to do that for me, Andy.
Definitely.
I've only got to leave hot dogs in the sun for 2 minutes.
I
want to
watch that.
Right.
We did that in fifth grade. It's a science experiment.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Put the food in the sun.
You know what my favorite recipe is?
What's that?
I'll tell you what my favorite food is because I haven't done one yet. I like something that is similar to shepherd's pie, but it's the French-Canadian version. It's called pâté chinois.
Ooh. Okay.
And little history. It was named for when the Chinese people were working on the railroads up there, and they had to feed heaps of them. So they decided to make this concoction, which was similar to shepherd's pie. So it's basically like you take a casserole dish, and you put you mash some potatoes, put a little bit at the bottom, and then you put corn, and you put beef on the next layer, so a layer of each, and then you put potatoes again on the top, and pats of butter all over the top of the potatoes, and then you bake it, and it's sort of the best tasting things you'll ever eat, I guarantee.
Mm.
Yes, that sounds great. I love cottage pie, which is kind of like a variation.
It's similar to that.
Ooh, absolutely gorgeous.
Good stuff.
Let me ask you guys something. Do anybody like cottage cheese?
I like
cottage cheese with what do you call it? Oh my gosh, the fruit in it. Oh my gosh.
The fruit salad. What do they call it? Cottage cheese and fruit and vegetables. There's a name for that, and I can't remember it. It's something salad, but I can't remember.
Not ambrosia.
There's like it's something salad, and I can't remember exactly. Although ambrosia does it have cottage cheese?
No, it's
whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yeah,
well, I like my cottage cheese with.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. I haven't had cottage cheese in years.
Hey
Andy. Andy, did you get that? Did that kid send you the thing back? The tracks back?
Nope. Not yet.
He said he did. Maybe he held it up because I wanted to do one more. We're doing one more harmony vocal with 007's kid, Pierce Brosnan doing. He's not Pierce Brosnan, but his son Dylan is going to do one of the tracks with Alex. So
nice. We're talking about this tune, folks. For those of you who don't know, Kevin Michaels is. Produced and wrote the tune called Down Home Georgia, which landed number one in country for 3 weeks. It's still out there now if you want to go check it out, Down Home Georgia. And we're working on another tune that's going to be released soon. It'll be out there pretty soon, as soon as it's perfected. And let's wait till this song comes out. It's a killer. It's a great song. That's what we're talking about. And Kevin, there's tons of tracks. It's kind of a long story. I won't get into it. But Kevin will understand this. There are still times when I load up the 400 some odd files that we have on that one song that new tracks appear that weren't there before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this guy said the same thing about the thing you sent. It started showing stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
to this
what showed up?
I have, I
don't,
oh my God,
I don't
I've
know.
More guitar. I got more guitars. I got more. A bunch of stuff, a whole bunch more vocals.
Well, that could be good then, and I thought we were done.
No, I'm recreating. We're gonna create, Kev. We're gonna spend some time together, man.
Yeah, we probably don't need to use the whole track in the spots like we did before then.
We're gonna recreate. Okay. I got some ideas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the vocal tracks are really great now. So I think it's gonna be beautiful when you're done. There's like a lower guy did a lower harmony too.
Ooh.
So live behind the scenes of making a great record.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Andy was like a saving grace for me. I don't mind saying what he didn't want to say before, which is that the producer that did the record for me screwed up the song that was my favorite and was my mom's favorite song. And Andy offered to help me with it. And it really overdid himself because it took a lot longer and it's still going on. And I owe you a lot of thanks for that, brother. I do.
Well, it's a great tune, and you're an amazing talent, and this thing's going to happen. We're going to debut this song on our show, so folks, we're going to promote it and advertise it. We're going to debut the song here.
Well, look, people are going to hear it here before anywhere else.
Absolutely.
I just recorded a Hawaiian favorite, Hole o Kalapana.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
I just started playing around with that jad tuning recently.
Oh, cool. Do you live in Hawaii?
And I did a kind of a slack key, three guitars, I guess, and two vocals and bass. It's up on for free on my website because I can't afford to pay royalties.
Oh, man.
Oh, Kevin, I got to tell you this, too.
Do you live in Hawaii?
Yeah, I live in the southern part of, I'm way down south on Hawaii Island.
Yeah, I was just there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
About a month ago. No, I know. I that's too bad. Next time, for sure.
Where were you?
I was in Kailua Kona on the Kona Palisades. My just before COVID happened, the rest of these guys know this. I found out that I had a daughter and two grandkids that I didn't know I had, and I went to visit them, and they lived there.
That's only an hour and a half north of here.
So where are you?
I'm down Mililii, down south. Same side, right. West side.
Oh,
but,
it's the same
side.
It's
an hour and a half to Kona Palisades.
Oh, wow.
Almost an hour and a half to 2 hours from here.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's a big island.
They call it the big island.
Wow.
There's a volcano on the other side.
That's what we feel. We had a nice big earthquake a little bit ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell them, Chet, you live on a volcano.
I live on an active volcano, the largest active volcano on Earth.
Yep.
Only on the Andy and Amanda ship.
Keeps life exciting.
I thought it was really nice. I got to say though that I was kind of surprised because it didn't look like I thought it was going to. I wasn't disappointed. It just looked like California to me. But when we went to the other side of the island, it was more green and more. Kind of like rainforesty, and that was more what I thought the whole place looked like, but I guess not. So,
yeah, you were up in the part that's right next to the desert. So, like the whole Kohala Court.
We were right near where they grow the coffee.
Yeah, up north of there. Oh, were you at Kona Paradise?
Well, we weren't far. It's the Palisades, but it was maybe a few miles from. Miles from where the coffee is grown, yeah.
Yeah, the coffee district starts just south of Kona, of Kailua.
Yep.
And then I'm down at the southernmost part of the Kona coffee district.
I'm Kona by four and a half miles.
The
beach with black sand, are you near that? Or?
That's about 25 miles away. Oh, a little further, about 30 miles away. over
so you are further away from that, or
I'm closer to that than to Kailua Kona. I can get to the Black Sands quicker than I can get to town. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wow.
I'm almost 20 miles north of South
Florida. Where you are. I'm pretty sure
we
passed.
I got 3,500 coffee trees on my farm here.
Do you really? That's
amazing. Got a bunch of another couple dozen orange trees and some tangerines, some lime.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Banana, avocado.
Well, please send me some.
Lava lava you'd ever want to see. Lava rocks bigger than your head.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fell down in one of those old lava fields, and I got all cut up.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they're dangerous.
That's why the Hawaiian name for that you know, the sharp kind, the Hawaiian name is A'a.
Huh. Is it really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because you fall down and you go, A'a.
Yeah. So, that could be a double meaning, too.
Rather than the other, the smooth stuff is pahoahoa.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I plan on making a lot of trips there now that I know I have a family there.
I played there three times and had a great time. The audiences are great. The venues are great. I did a live show for Hawaii Public Radio, which went really, really well.
Wow.
And I'll be going back there, too. I think over the summer I'll be back in Oahu. I'm not sure when. Dates are starting to pencil in slowly but surely. You know, it's like you roll the dice and see what's going to stick. You know, it's like a dartboard. But at least some dates are starting to roll in, and it's been a long two-plus years, so I'm really looking forward to getting out there sharing what I do with people everywhere.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're
pretty terrific, man. I love the show. I saw you do only a few songs in South Pass, but that was fun.
Thanks. As a matter of fact, speaking of South Pass, I'm paying. Yeah, I might as well pay. I'm playing. I'm playing the Eclectic Music Festival on the 30th. At big music fest, arts and music fest.
Where is that?
South Pasadena, on Saturday in South Pasadena, the 30th of April, and I'll be same venue, Kevin. It's 5:30 or 5:50. I think 5:30 in the evening, which is a great time slot, right in the thick of things. Doing a 1-hour show.
Wow!
Yeah, it's as music all the entire. I have yet to play. It's my local festival. I live right here, you know, and I've yet to play this festival. And they haven't had it.
Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. I just got back. I'm back here now.
Oh, cool.
Very
good. Yeah.
I'm playing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm playing
every other week,
5-hour marathon gig on Wednesday.
5 hours?
Farmer's market, though.
Wow. 5 hours.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
We do that every other week. This is a big week. I had 2-hour gig on Sunday. Got the 5-hour gig Wednesday. Got a 4-hour farmer's market gig on Saturday. And then the 2-hour gig again on Sunday. So, busy week.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Good for you.
Well,
and
I get
to
walk my dog again.
let me know next time you get to Hawaii. You can come play on one of these gigs, man. It's really fun. Great audiences, nice people, no drunks.
I thought
no money.
Anthony, who you know, Andy, he's opening his place very soon on Oahu, and he wants me to Trevor's doing a band there again, and he wants me to go there for a couple of months and play, but I can't do that.
Not for a couple.
I'll go and do it for a few times, but I can't go for no 2 months.
No, man.
But it's tough.
And for those of you, again, a number here on the show is 515-605-9888. Our email is andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Drop us your comments, questions, complaints, whatever you want to talk about. Email us. You want to get on the show, let us know. But for those of you who don't know, because we do pick up new listeners literally every single episode, we're all musicians or somehow in the music business. And we celebrated 2 years, 400 episodes of the Andy Demanda Show last week or week, 2 weeks ago, whatever that was, I forget. But we're well into our
I can tell you when it was, because I had a whole bunch of people ready to come on and say happy anniversary.
A certain party gave me the wrong time. Oh, jeez. Well, we have to do another anniversary show then. That's all. And it was fun.
Yeah, they all
played. Yeah, we played an excerpt of our very first show on April 15th, 2020.
Yeah, we had J.K. Evans on there.
Yeah, J.K. was, yeah. Oh my gosh, what a long great trip it has been, and we're rolling out doing some new things and covering
some. It's a
great
show, though. It's a fun show.
Oh, thanks.
Creating revenue
really,
now.
Thank you.
And this is our first recipe show. Our last.
At least it's not a recipe
for the first post anniversary show.
No. We did shows from Arizona last week. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And we're live from Arizona. We did remote in Arizona, and I'm back here now. Head back to Arizona again. Because,
Are you?
Yeah. And next.
When are you
next
going?
Week. I think on Friday, Thursday or Friday of this week.
How long for?
Friday. Somewhere around there.
How long?
I don't know how long. Won't be long. And then, and then I go back again at the end of May. So.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you something about Phoenix.
We should go and play at that gig Chet has over in Hawaii.
I think that would be great.
There you go.
I'll tell you what.
Let's you and I play for you at the country thing.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to do that, as long as my voice can be back.
Yeah. Great song. What a good song. And every time I put it on, man, I just can't get it. Sometimes I hate to put the tune in, even just to work on it on my own, because once I do, I can't get it out of my head. It's just there forever.
Yeah.
I got to play.
Yeah, it's that kind of song.
It's that kind of song,
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
I got to think about the... I got to think about things like,
What is your porn fantasy, man?
Yeah, we're back.
I keep thinking it's so hard for me to relate to that. All the people that love these songs that I wrote when I was 14 years old.
Gosh.
Yeah. They do. So it's
man.
Cool. I'm trying to that.
It's amazing.
Very great.
Absolutely amazing, Michael. Michael Kevin.
Everybody does that.
What is that? Is it because your last name is people's first names as well, I guess, right? So.
I don't know. They usually don't have an S, I guess, on the end, but like if it was Michael, then But actually, it is my first two names. It's not my real last name anyway.
Right, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
His last name was Conn, Smith. You know what I mean? Like, come on. If we talk?
Yeah, that's it. Yes, my name is Connery.
Russian head.
That was good. Instead of
Karma Chameleon, it's Kevin Chameleon.
Kevin.
Chameleon.
Yeah. I'm actually revealed here for the first time on the Andy and Amanda Show, Kevin's real last name is Cronin.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
It's a very Irish name, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
so cool.
It's actually, so my real name is Kevin Michael Cronin, and I just had to, seeing as the guy from REO Speedwagon who came out at the same time as I did with my band, It was called Kevin Cronin. What are the odds? We had to change his name. So I added an S to my middle name and called myself Kevin Michaels.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
The spelling
of
my first name is different because I have the old Irish spelling with an A instead of an M. Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin.
Every day is a school day.
Kevin, you posted on somebody.
What?
Somebody died that you knew?
Oh, yeah. Zac Efron's grandpa, Al.
Wow.
No way.
He was a very cool old guy, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he had a long life, though. He was probably about 95 or 96, 97, something like that.
Oh.
So he had a pretty long life, but really sweet old man, yeah.
Oh, bless him.
And thank you for weighing in, Cornell.
Yeah, blessing to his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They were very close.
It's just
both Zach and Dylan, his brother Dylan, just kind of broke the guy out of his nursing place that he was in to watch some sports a couple weeks ago. And they got in all kinds of hell over it, but it was funny.
That's amazing.
They decided not to tell the home that they were taking their grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's difficult situations, isn't it, with the homes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I guess they might not have let them go because of COVID. I don't know. But
yeah. There's a lot of safety.
Anyway,
isn't there?
I'm glad they did it.
Yeah. That's a cute story.
They got to spend some time with them, yeah. Looks like Zac Efron is moving to Australia. He just sold his house.
Really?
He bought 316 acres in Australia.
Wow. Really?
Why would somebody do that? You got to wonder.
He's quite a down-to-earth fella.
Yeah, that's a lot of land.
Byron Bay. It's beautiful up there, huh?
Yeah.
But can you imagine taking your Sears mower and cutting that lawn?
Well, I don't think like the rainforest. I don't think he's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
That's how he gets all those muscles, man.
That's what the kangaroos are for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to watch the drop bears, though.
If they didn't eat the coffee, I'd probably get a goat to do our lawn. We don't have
do
lawn.
Eat the coffee,
we got
don't
lava
they?
Rock. Oh,
Don't they have like, I know at my daughter's place, at least, there was, like, wild roosters and pigs and...
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, goats. There's some kind of sheep wandering around.
Oh.
We got wild pigs wandering around. We used to have somebody over the hill that fed them. So we had them all the time. I had a pellet gun that I used to get rid of them because they'll kill cats. And I got cats.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ooh,
so they'll kill
coffee.
Cats and small dogs, but
man.
Don't want
them. Yeah, I used to have a lot of acres in my house in Pennsylvania. My wife was always yelling at me, you know, the lawn and all these acres of lawn. My wife would keep yelling.
G.I. Jane no joke that time.
Sorry about that. No, anyway. My wife would keep yelling at me.
That didn't sound a thing like Sue.
oh, shit.
That's a sore spot with me. I got my next door neighbor on one side has 11 acres and is rarely here except to mow his 11-acre lawn with a loud noise.
Really?
So on the days, the two, three, four days a month when he's mowing his damn lawn, I can't record.
That's annoying.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is so annoying.
Man. Hey, folks, we got to wrap
annoying.
It up. What another great adventure on the Andy DeMando Show. This wraps up the show for April 25, 2022. I can't believe it. And what a fun time. This has been our talking about food and things you like to eat. I think next time we'll talk about things you like to drink. Yes.
Cheap wine.
Sangria. Yeah. Booze Farm. Tito's Vodka versus Smirnoff's. You know, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
Dallas is up 16-9 over Utah.
Wow.
Utah sports.
Yeah. Yeah, little sports. There we go. Anyway, folks, we got to roll. We're going to chop this off here. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Of course, Chet and of course, Kevin. And Amanda, why don't you say adieu, get us all out of here, and we'll go ahead and enjoy the rest of the night. Take care, everybody.
Absolutely. Okay, so on behalf of my wonderful, amazing co-host, Andy Kimball, now back in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love, here in Mexico. Thank you to Cornell, our amazing producer there in Delaware. Thank you to Chet for joining us and for Kevin. I know you said Michael again. Why is that? I apologize, darling.
Michael, comma Kevin. Michael, yeah. Comma Kevin.
Karma Kevin, that's right. Yeah. And thank you so much to our amazing listeners for supporting us and listening to us and joining the fun. We love you. Join us again on the next show, and take care and keep smiling.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Adios.
18-9.